This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Tessa Vigeland. This will come as a surprise to exactly no one, but that giant transportation bill passed by Congress last week, well, it has some elements that do not involve transportation. One example, it changes the definition of a tobacco manufacturer to include businesses that let smokers roll their own cigarettes. As Marketplace's David Gura tells us, the change means convenience stores and other little guys in the tobacco business now face the same taxes as big tobacco.
A roll-your-own machine is the size of an ATM. It's even got a touchscreen. Here's a web ad for one of them called the Freedom Filler.
We'll insert the tubes, pour our tobacco into the hopper, press the start button, and now we're ready to roll high-quality cigarettes. It's just that simple.
It can make the equivalent of a carton of cigarettes in 8 minutes. Steve Marasha is an analyst with Capital Securities Management. He says roll-your-own machines became popular as the price of a pack of cigarettes went up.
The tobacco taxes, in essence, helped push people towards this, where you can get cheaper cigarettes.
Tobacco companies have argued these cigarettes should be treated like any other. Philip Morris told us today that means they should be taxed and regulated by the FDA. That's bad news for Phil Accardino. He runs RYO Machines, RYO like Roll Your Own.
This is the end of our business. There is no strategy going forward. This is a law.
He says shops that own these machines are retailers, not manufacturers. The machines, he says, are like coffee grinders at the grocery store. Samantha Shepard works at Let's Roll Tobacco in Bay City, Michigan. She says she thinks the store will stay open, but it's taking a big hit.
We had to let go 4 workers, so that's 4 jobs.
The machines, Shepard says, are sitting in the store unplugged. In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.